Has Science Made God Obsolete? Written by John Wheeler, read by Chris Leonard. We live in truly remarkable times. Times that your Bible prophesied long ago. Two general trends the Bible mentioned define our age as they define no other. Many shall run to and fro, many shall travel here and there as never before, and knowledge shall increase. That's Daniel 12, verse 4 in the New King James Version. One meaning of the Hebrew word translated and shall increase, witirba, is and shall multiply. And as the years go by, we see human knowledge multiplying at a faster and faster rate. Has all this human knowledge, made available chiefly by the scientific method in one form or another, made the concept of God obsolete? Some would have you think so. They must be disappointed in the fact that one-third, that's 2,039 million, of the Earth's inhabitants profess some form of Christianity. Another 22%, or 1,570 million and growing, follow the two major divisions and the smaller sects of Islam. Most of the rest follow at least some form of religious belief. Only 16%, that's 1.1 billion, are secular, non-religious, agnostic, or atheist. And even half of that category describe themselves as theistic but non-religious. That's from adherence.com. The relative few who claim that God is dead or that God never existed must wonder why the rest of the world never got the memo on the subject. All the same, the higher one goes in academic and, in many places, political society, the more skepticism there is about God. Much of the professing Christian world, in general, is religious in name only. A large part of the skepticism arises because those who produce this world's physical knowledge, which so thoroughly shapes our lives and thinking, mostly do so by what some have called methodological naturalism. This term refers to a philosophy that confuses the worthy discipline of natural science, which actually points to the existence of God, you see Romans 1, verse 18 through 21, with a combined belief systems of naturalism, nature is all that exists, and scientism, the scientific method, observation, experimentation, and human reason used systematically, is the only path to truth. Read that last sentence again and think about it. Natural science reveals many of the basic evidences for God's existence. Life demands a life-giver. Law demands a lawgiver. Information demands intelligence, and so on. Naturalism and scientism combined start with the often repeated premise that we can't trust what we observe on this basic level, that anything that seems to point to a supreme life-giver, lawgiver, and intelligence actually does not. Frankly, this is a not-so-subtle attempt at brainwashing both the practitioners and the students of the methodological naturalism. To help you see through the brainwashing, ask yourself these simple yet deep questions. Where is the natural evidence that nature is all there is? Where is the scientific evidence that the scientific method alone can establish truth? By definition, there is no such evidence, and there can never be such evidence. Supernatural things cannot be discovered by natural means. That does not mean supernatural things do not exist, but what is invisible often may be known by the visible footprints it leaves behind. God has left footprints all over His creation and in the pages of history, as well as in the pages of your Bible. You can learn about how to find them. Order the free booklets, The Bible, Fact or Fiction, Prophecy Fulfilled, God's Hand in World Affairs, and Revelation, The Mystery Unveiled. Do not let the willingly ignorant, reference 2 Peter 3, verse 1 through 7, dictate to you what you believe.